Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Hi, I'm Joan Watson, and I wanted to tell you about the St. Paul Center's new digital platform, Emmaus Academy. Journey through sacred scripture with some of the world's best scholars, authors, and teachers. Sign up today to get a 14-day free trial and see all that the Academy has to offer. To learn more, please visit stpaulcenter.com/academy.
Hi there, this is Dr. John Bergsmer from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville, coming to you on April 5, Wednesday of Holy Week 2023. We usually call this Spy Wednesday because it's traditional in the church to read about the defection of Judas, who handed himself over to the evil one to be a spy on behalf of the enemies of Jesus, the chief priests, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. So our first reading for today is what I usually call the shorter suffering servant song, which is from Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 9. It's like a brief synopsis of Isaiah 53, which is the longer, more famous suffering servant song that we are going to read from Isaiah on Good Friday, a couple days hence. But today we read from Isaiah 50. This was also read this past Sunday for Passion Sunday. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, Isaiah says, that I may know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear, and I've not rebelled, I've not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. This is the abuse of our Lord by the soldiers being predicted here. The important thing for us to notice is that Jesus does this willingly. He wasn't imposed upon. It wasn't like any of this happened by force, but Jesus handed himself over and willingly suffered this. The Lord God is my help, Isaiah goes on to say, speaking in the person, of the Messiah. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I've set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. See, the Lord is my help. Who will prove me wrong? He concludes at the end. So this tells us that our Lord knew what he was doing through the Passion. The Passion did not take Jesus by surprise. He was not out of control. He did not lose control of the situation. He was not just some innocent yet naive teacher from Nazareth who got waylaid by his enemies when he got down to Jerusalem. This is all proceeding according to Jesus' plan and according to the Father's plan. And that line, I have set my face like flint, that's actually used by St. Luke in a passage that refers to much earlier in Lent. In Luke, Jesus sets his face right after the transfiguration, which is recounted in Luke 9, to travel to Jerusalem for his death. And again, Luke says, Jesus set his face using this phrase from Isaiah 50, indicating that as early as the transfiguration, Jesus knew full well the sufferings that he was going to have to endure and began to journey towards Jerusalem to experience them. And in our gospel, we read about the episodes just prior to the beginning of the Passion, how the Passion was prepared for by Judas's act of defection and treachery. So we're reading from Matthew 26. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests, said, "What are you willing to give me?" They pay him 30 pieces of silver. Meanwhile, other apostles, namely Peter and John, we know that from Luke, went into Jerusalem to prepare the Passover, and then Jesus enters the city in the evening and shares the Passover meal with the 12. And in the context of the Passover meal, Jesus says, "One of you will betray me," and they're all worried about it. "Who is it?" Well, Jesus says, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me." This is an allusion to Psalm 41, which says, "He who shared his bread with me has lifted up his heel against me," foreshadowing how Jesus would share bread with the Lord and then betray him. At the end of our reading, Judas, his betrayer, says to Jesus, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And Jesus answers, "You have said so." Now that phrase, "you have said so," is equivalent to our contemporary phrase in English, "you said it," right? So are we going to win this game? "You said it." That's an affirmation. It's a strong affirmation in English and likewise in the Jewish culture of our Lord's day. So "surely it's not I, Rabbi, you said it." So Jesus is clearly identifying Judas as the one who is going to betray him. Such a sad gospel, because Jesus says it would be better for that man if he had never been born. Gosh, you do not want the God-man to say that about you. That's a really, really sobering thing. So sad to see Judas go away and reject the Lord and bring condemnation upon himself. And it could lead us into despair, but you know what? It ought not to, because we should remember what Judas's greatest sin was not his betrayal of the Lord, but his lack of repentance. Judas could have repented even after his act of betrayal, because keep in mind, I mean, Judas's act of betrayal was virtually on par with Peter's. I mean, Peter denies 3 times that he even knows Jesus. That's really bad. But what's the difference between Peter and Judas? Well, Peter repents of it, and he seeks reconciliation with the Lord. So we too betray the Lord. Every time we sin, we betray Jesus in a very real sense. Every time we sin, we ally ourselves with Jesus' enemies, which are Satan and his evil spirits. So we've committed many acts of betrayal. We've been Judas many times. But you know what? What we need to do is repent. That's what Judas did not do. That's what will save us from condemnation, because the loving arms of Christ are always open to forgive. He would have forgiven Judas too, but Judas did not repent. And we need to. So let's keep that in mind. There's still time for repentance. It's still Lent, even though it's Holy Week here. Still time to get to the sacrament of reconciliation. Still time to get right with the Lord before Easter. This has been Dr. John Bergsman from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville, coming to you on Spy Wednesday of Holy Week.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. Shane Owens, Ms. Joan Watson, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes Technical Director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read Scripture from the heart of the Church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.